always kind of filmed ourselves through our own camp, and that stuff is great, but we wanted to get an outside perspective this time. And we did get kind of given rein, free rein. We had their camera set up everywhere. We just kind of said, can you keep him kind of conspicuous? That being said, he would still, you could still, even if he was there, he wasn't there. That's, he didn't get in the way at all, and didn't, wasn't loud or boisterous, or he was, he and his whole crew were very kind of hit and run. They just follow you, and you know, you really wouldn't, you know they're there, but it wasn't very intrusive. And that was, that for our band is really critical, because we're kind of sticklers about that stuff, and we like to keep our privacy and, you know, our backstage really private. Even though it's pretty, just it's pretty boring. We have a ping pong table back there, and some, you know, nothing really that exciting going on back there. But we like to, we like to keep it that way, and that keeps, that, that keeps us energized to do a show. You know, so we let him back into that world, and he was, he was great. It was really, it was always, it was a pleasure to see him. It wasn't like, oh god, Danny Cherry.
What was their apprehension? Because like you said, there is that kind of, the band's need to have that boundary and not have, like,
there is a need of the boundary, but there is also a mystique that I think that has been created over the years consciously about, you know, we don't, we've taken pictures of ourselves on the CDs or the records, if you want to call them, and you can't really see our faces. Sometimes you can see them. I mean, everybody pretty much knows what Ed looks like, but we try to consciously let people have their own image of what they think we're about, so we try not to give them too much, and that's been by design pretty much since our second record, since we pulled back from all the press and touring, and after everything blew up on our first record, we all started losing it. You know, it was really a hard, it was a different, it was exciting, but it was also really, really, really a real eruption of emotions, and it was a crazy time. I don't know any other way to put it other than that. So around the second record, we stopped doing videos, you can probably know all of it. And, we shied away from the press, and we just kind of pulled back. And in spite, you know, and I think that worked for us in the long run because of the fact that we're still around. You know, it may have been a kind of a, it looked like a bad move at the time, and certainly the record company thought that. But we, you know, we're still here, so that's the cool thing. So that being said, that's kind of why we haven't done really anything like this before.
It seems like along the lines of, like, you know, what was happening back then, it seems that, like, in the past couple of years, you've really kind of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of owned your stardom and become comfortable with that. I mean, like, for example, like, just for this Into the Wild record, I've seen more interviews with Ed than I've probably seen in the past 5 years, just in the past month.
Yeah. Well, he's very into this project, and he's all over it, and Sean Penn is a good friend of his, so I think he wants to make sure he makes it as special as he can on his side of it. And but I think you're right. We're all kind of older. We have families. You know, we had a good success with our last record. Prior to that, we were kind of maybe faded. You know, into obscurity a little bit via the radio and press, and but we still do well touring. That's the thing. We go over to Europe and 10,000, 20,000. We can do pretty well in Canada and Boston, and sometimes around the States we do pretty well. So that being said, wow, you know, it's weird just to even think about. We've been around for 17 years, you know. So we're comfortable. We're probably excited. We still kind of have a career, you know.